in daf chavov mit beis v'tepiklei mishum tzipui. The Gemara had asked, why is the shulchan mekabel tumeh? The shulchan ha'osil ha'nachas, the kliyeit ha'osil ha'nachas, which is not mekabel tumeh. The Gemara brought a posik, it says al ha'shulchan ha'toyer, mechlau shehu tumeh, and the posik is being melamed, shemadbiyin oisei, amarin boi, lo'ilei regolim, lechem ha'ponik. So we have a gili yatro that the shulchan was not osi l'nachas. That is why it's mekabel tumeh. So the Gemara asks, the teipik loy mishum tzipui l'chayret mekabel tumeh, you don't need the dinyan tiltu. It's not a kli eitz, it's a kli matzis. You have a kli eitz that's mitzupe, so get the dinim of the tzipoy. Thus, now we learn a shulchan v'adulfeki shenipchesu oy shechipon b'shayis. We learned a shulchan adulfeki is a type of a folding chair. Shenipchesu, they broke. Oy shechipon b'shayis, or he covered them with marble. But it is not completely broken, or is not completely covered. There is still place left over for Anochis Kaisis, so Tomek said, here's a Shem Shulchan. If the Chelik Ha'eid Sheboi is still Roy for Anochis Kaisis, so here's a Shem Shulchan. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Mokim Anochis Ha'chtichais, that should be also be placed. They have chatiches lechem, chatiches bosa, then they'll have a shem shulchan. Al koponim, it says in this Mishnah that if it is completely covered with shayish, then it loses the shem shulchan, it's not mekabel tumeh. So we see that the keli has a din of the tzipui, of the covering. Say bazoi. So it's koshet why the shulchan should be mekabel tumeh, because it had a tzipui of zov, tzipui of matchis, and the kli matchis is mekabel tumeh, even though it's osi l'nachas. So the Gemara says, v'chiteimer shane atzei shitim v'chshivi v'loi botli. Maybe you'll say that koshet eitzim are bottled to the tzipui. But the shulchan was made out of atzei shitim, that's choshev, and it doesn't become bottle to the tzipui. So therefore, it has a din of a kli eitz, that's osi l'nachas, and therefore we need a gilui akra that there's a chiyuv l'hagbiyai in order for it to be mekabel tumeh. So the Gemara says, this teretz is talin amachlekes v'shlokish in Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish said, Kli Achselagim, the eight Sheboy wasn't so choshev, so there the din is, if it was Tipa Isai Bishayish, it's not Mekabel Tumeh. Aboimim Dinisayom, Abu Bechli Misamim, Loi Botli, but if it's Kli Misamim, this is a very choshev eight. So then, it does not become bottle to the shayish, and it is, and it has a din of a kli eitz. So that's a good teretz. So we'll say that atzei shitim is equivalent to kli misam. Elo Rabbi Yehonan da'oma afilu bekli misam in nami botli, but according to Rabbi Yehonan, Rabbi Yehonan holds that a kli misam is also bottle. Even though the eitz is choshev, it's also bottle. It's ma'ikel ha'meimer. So we're back to the kasha. So l'chayr it should be mekabel tumeh al kli matches. V'chitayim, maybe we'll say another teretz. Kan betzipoy oimet, kan betzipoy she'enoy oimet. That means it matters how strong the tzipui is attached to the keli. Could be the case of a shulchan badul fakir you're speaking about, that the tzipui is mechuzik to the keli, there's a strong chibur from the tzipui to the keli. So therefore, the keli gets the din of the tzipui. By the shulchan is speaking about the tzipui she'ene oimit, Taisvi says that it was like the oren, there were three boxes. There was no attachment whatsoever. So the shulchan was also three shulchanos. There was a shulchan shalait, and there was a shulchan shalzav over it, and a shulchan shalzav underneath it, but there was mamish no chibur at all between the tzipui and the eitz. So therefore, the kli eitz is mekabel, is hesedun of a kli eitz also l'nachas. Raboy mine reshlokish me Rav Yochanan, betzipoi oimed, oi betzipoi she'ene oimed, he asked him the shayla this din, that a tzipoi is mishane, the halach of the etzim keli, is it only by a tzipoi that is strong mechuber to the keli, oi betzipoi she'ene oimed, or does it also include a tzipoi that is not strongly mechuber to the keli? Bechayfe es levaz v'ziv. Oy b'sheine chayfe es levaz v'ziv. Does it mean it completely covers the keli together with the rim? Or it doesn't cover the rim? Ba'oma aloi, loishna b'tzipoy oimit, v'loishna b'tzipoy she'ene oimit. And Rabbi Yochanan answered him, there's no difference between a tzipoy that is strongly attached, that's not strongly attached, Leishna b'chayfes levazvaziz, Leishna b'sheine chayfes levazvaziz. The tzipui is mishane the din of the keli. So we're back to Akasha. What is the problem of the shulchan that it shouldn't be mekabel tume because it's a kliyetz ha'osi l'nachas, it's not a kliyetz. Since it's mitzupeh, with a tzipui of matches, of zov, so Lamai said, here's a din of a kli matches, which should be mekabel to me. So why do you need the shulchan hatoyer to be megalah that shmagbiyah? So the Gemara answers, Alashani shulchan derachmone kar ye'et. The shulchan, the Torah called it a kli eit. So if the shame HaTorah is Kliyeh, so then the Torah is Megalah, that even though it's Mitzupah, it's still a Kliyeh. So Memele, so doesn't get a Torah, is Kli Matris. Where do we see that the Torah calls the Shulchan a Kliyeh? The Sira Mizbeach, H, Sholesh Amesh, Kavoya, Ba'olka Shtayim Amesh, Mikzei Oysav Loi, Ba'olka Vikir Oysav Eit, So in order to understand the Gemara, Taisus, we'll see Taisus brings down the Targum Yonis and Benazil. The Targum Yonis and Benazil says as follows, Ksoira b'samuch l'mizbeach d'daver. That means the Hamizbeach ate. Does that mean that the Mizbeach was made out of eight? Eight means Psoira, the eight, the Shulchan of eight, that was opposite the Mizbeach. The Sholesh Amesh Gavoyeva, or Keshtayim Amesh, Mikzaisov, so the whole Pasuk is speaking about the Shulchan. It is not speaking about the Mizbeach. And the Pasuk calls the Shulchan eight. So we see klal that the shulchan is called a kli eitz. So the Torah was megale that the tzipui does not make it into a kli matches. So therefore, so it's very good. Why need the shulchan atoyer? The benefit of the kli eitz also lenachas. It shouldn't be mekabel tumah. That's why we need shulchan atoyer. Now, the Gemara asks a kasha, Posach b'mizbeach v'sayim b'shulchan, Rabbi Yechon v'Reish Lakish tomri tavayu b'zman sh'beis ha-migdash kayim v'zbeach mechaper al-odom. Achshav shulchan ish al-odom mechaper al-odom. So, l'chayre, pshat in the Gemara is the kasha, the way we explained it, the kasha v'ayitach nishton. Not Posach b'mizbeach v'sayim b'shulchan. We're speaking about the shulchan that was opposite the mizbeach. But this is drush. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Gemara brings out this is a drush. That means the rehitas lashon akro would mean with the first name is speaking about the mizbeach and as a shulchan ashlof near shemis. Now we're speaking about a shulchan. So that's in drush. That's telling us that the shulchan shalodom bizman hazem is equivalent to the mizbeach bizman habayis. Let us go a little further. Then we'll see Rashi in Tosfos. Kol hakelim shebemikdash yesh lam shniyim ushlishim. There were doubles and triples. Mizbeach hanechayshes. It says now we hear here amachloikes. Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim. Rabbi Lezer said the mizbeach hazav mizbeach hanechayshes are not mekabel tumim. Ibnei Shehen Kekalke, Divrei Rabbi Lezer. Chamim Oimrim Ibnei Shehen Metzupe. So let us see the Gemara. Mizbeach Hanechoishis, Adi Ishtichsiv, Mizbeach Adome Tasali. So the Pasuk called it Mizbeach Adome. So it's called Kalke. It's the Dike Mizbeach is called Mizbeach Adome. So it's not Mekabel Tumme. That is the Svore of Rabbi Lezer. Frech the Gemore Mizbeach Hazov. Now Mizbeach Hazov, it doesn't say that it's called Mizbeach Adome. So why isn't the Mizbeach Hazov Mekabel Tumme? So Morenz is the Chsiv HaMenoira VaHaMizbechois Iskish Mizbechois Zelose. So we see that the Hekish Mizbechois, so just like the Mizbeach HaMechoishes, is not Mekabel Tumah because Pasuk calls it Mizbeach Adomo. So the Mizbeach Hazov also is the din of a Mizbeach Adomo that's not Mekabel Tumah. So Rabbi Lezer holds that it is not Mekabel Tumah because it has a din of Kalk. Bachachomim oimrim ibnei shehein mitzupim. And the Chachomim say, because they are mitzupim. So, what is Pshat in the Chachomim? Adarabe. Even the mitzupim nino mitamu. They should be mitamu. That means as follows. L'chayre the mizbeach is a kli ha'osil l'nachas. And l'chayre, that would be a reason they shouldn't be mekabel tumah. And really we have to understand why Rabbi Lozor has to bring a posik that they are not mekabel tumah. Poshut are not mekabel tumah because a kli eitzah osu l'nachas. That's why it's not mekabel tumah. And the Chachamim say it's mitzupim. So the Gemara asks, Adarabe, even the mitzupim nino mitamu. Eimo v'chachamim mitamim ibnei shehein mitzupim. Fakert, v'chachamim acholik. The Chachomim Taine, it's not a kli eitza osil anacha, it's mitzupet. Since it is mitzupet, there's a din of a kli matches. So it is mekabel tumah, even though it's osil anacha. And Fakert, Rabbi Lezer also holds that because of the tzipui, it should be mekabel tumah, it has a din of a kli matches. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer had to say, but it's the pasuk called it a mizbeach adomah. So Memelis of Akert, they both agree, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim agree, that Mitzad Kli Eitz, it would be Mekabel Tumah because it's Mitzupeh. So it doesn't have a din of a Kli Eitz, it's a din of a Kli Matches. Now the Chachomim say that it's Taki Mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Lezer said, the Post called it Mizbeach Adom. Be boy Yisayne, Rabbonon l'Rabbi Lezer Komri. The Rabbonim are telling Rabbi Lezer, my daitoch. Why? Do you have to say it is not mekabel tume because it's a mizbeach adome? Typically, it's a kliyetz osil nachas. So al kochach mishum de mitzupim, because you hold that a kelt is not a kliyetz, it has a din of a kli matris. So that's why you have to give a new mekabel, but it's not mekabel tume. Mifto, bottle, tzipuy, and gabayu, pakerta tzipuy doesn't have any chashivas. So, memele, the tzipuy is doesn't make it a klimatchis. So, memele, so it's possible why it's not mekabel tumen, because it is a kliyeit. Because it is a kliyeit, sa osi lunachas. This is the Gemara. Now, let us see taste. V'teipeklei v'mekabel tume v'afilu hu osi l'nachas. Mekabel tume because it's afilu osi l'nachas. Mishum tzipuya shehu matres, the tzipoy is matres, the kli matres loy iskish l'sak. A kli matres is mekabel tume even though it's osi l'nachas. Thus, nan, we learned in the Mishnah, the boso tzipu yozlina, you go after the tzipu, whatever the tzipu is. Adulfiki, kise amiskapel, a kise that folds up, umachusoil, shechifo bishai, that was covered with marble. Dushuv havi kechli avonim, she'ein mekablon tumen. It's kli avonim, which are not mekablon tumen. V'shir behem min ha'pchise or min ha'chipui k'day hanochas koises, but it's not broken completely or it's not covered completely. There's enough place to put koises. Tomek, for them it's tomek, sh'adayim roi l'melachta rishayna, they're still considered a shulchan shalait. Rabbi Yehuda Imer Tzoych Af Anochas Chtiches Lechem Uboso V'iloi Lav Shulchano Aume Tzipuyoi Mevatloi Afilu Lohokl. That the Tzipuy is Mevato V'shem Kliyeit Sheboi Lohokl. Is V'choshken Lahachmer Such as Zichar Be Mevato V'shem Kliyeit Lahachmer And Shibi Mekabo Tumeh. Loi shonu ach di toni tzipuyi mevat loi, so the Gemara wanted to say, when is that tzipuyi mevat al ela ba'atzei ach selagim, sheini choshev kol kach, the eitz isn't so choshev, so then the eitz becomes bottle to the tzipuyi. But atzei shitim, the Gemara wanted to say, since the eitzim are very choshev, so could be, it doesn't become bottled to the tzipoy. The Gemara says, that's true. The Shloki says, the Shtektoyre. But the Yechanan holds, Afilu by Eitzim Cheshuvim, it also becomes bottled to the tzipoy. So then the Gemara wanted to say, maybe it's a tzipoy she'enoi oimet. It's not attached too well to the Shulchan. She'enoi mechuzik b'mismarim. It's not attached well with nails, yoche. The Toymal will say, do the Migdash Lavaymatu will say it wasn't attached well. So since it wasn't attached well, therefore, the Shulchan does not become bottled to the Tzipui. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yechanan said, Afalo Eine Aymed, it's also Mekabel Tume Levazvazin, Sofo Le Shulchan Soviv. So the Gemara finally answers that the reason why the Shulchan is called a Kli Eitz and not a Kli Matris, because Chachmone Koye Eitz Av Kshehu Mitzvah. The Torah called it a Shulchan Shalait, so the Torah said this Shulchan is a Torah's Eitz. Then the Gemara asked the Kashe Posach B'Mizbeich V'Sim B'Shulchan Shulchanai Mechaper Olof Machnosas Eichem. So Rashi learns pshat that the Shulchan is mechapel with Achnosas Eich. I saw the Ein Eliyo brings down from Taisus and Mesechtes Avodah Zarah Weiß im Sartas, aber in der Sorge erst als Tiere in zu Gemorres. Das one Gemorre, der zeigt, dass bei der Rabbeinu HaKodesh loi posak bei Rabbeinu HaKodesh Zmoin und Chazeres loi bimaisach Hama loi bimaisach Shomit. Loi posak mishulchon loi Zmoin Chazeres, that means that by the Shulchan of Rabbeinu HaKodesh there was an abundance of food the whole year round. Not pashut the food, there was things which were difficult to get, but by the Shulchan of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. That's one Gemara. And Taisus says, the Gemara says in Ksubis, that before the Ptire, Rabbeinu HaKodesh lifted up his 10 fingers, and he said, that's a kasha of Taisva. So the Nilio brings down that the Goyin answered in Simen Reish Lamed Aleph that he was Eichel L'Shem Shemaim. Yet, Zicha, there was a lot of minim on the table. He says, he was a Nene Me'yoylam Hazeh. But the Achila was an Achila L'Shem Shemaim. So he wants to say that there's a bechine of achile that's like Chazal tell us that sheifech yain legroinish al tamid hachachomim is like nesochim al gabi mizbeach. There is an achile that's an equivalent to the mizbeach. So they really want to say, so it could be that is pshat bizman hazeh. This prine of Mizbeach is Shulchanei Shalodom. The person is, perhaps we could be Moisev. Dachsmed Azeya HaKadosh says, Odom Shiyia Bo'ir Besoroi. So there's different terminology. There's Ish, there's Gever, there's Odom. Odom is the person who got a tzaras. He wasn't the posh of the person. He was an Odom is a very big person. So Shulchomei Shel Odom Mechaper Olam. That means if a person is an Odom, his Achila can be Mechaper like Achila's Kobonis. That's what Ein Eliyahu says. So the Gemara asked, Adar Rabbi, now what is Pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that Rabbi Lezer said that the Mizbeach on the Choshes is not Mekabel Tume. So we have a previous, Hochi Gassin, Mizbeach on the Choshes, Tachsi Mizbeach Adome. Hakosuf Korei Adome le Mizbeach, Shemal Nol Poilis, Vashlomit, Vayme Mizbeach on the Choshes, that's the Mizbeach on the Choshes. So Rabbi Lezer said that it's not Mekabel Tumah because it's called Mizbeach Adome. And the Chachomim said it's Mitzupim. So the Gemara asked, Adarabe, Mishum de Mitzupim Nim Nil Nitmu, Dilav Mitzupah Yeshlom Letarum, Pshum Kliyei Tzeosi Lenachas, but since it's Mitzupah, so it should be Mekabel Tumah. So the Gemara said two Lashonos. The first Lashon was Eina Chanami. It is take mekabel tumme because of the tzibui. The second lashon was my diet of the yalfis time with the kerino adoma. That they're asking on Rabbi Lozo, why do you have to give the reason it's not mekabel tumme? Because it's called adoma. Halav hochit me yimafol gavda suyin lenachas. But like this, you hold it's tumme. Mipnei shehein mitzupin, uboi lemeimel, shatzipui mevatlon, so you hold it, the tzipis mevatl, the shame kliyeh sheboi. Vahavaluhu kikli matchis, that's what you hold, and therefore you have to bring a posik for mizbeach adomo. Mivtul botul tzipuyen legabai. The rachmone kora eitz lekulus, Rashi says pshat in the second lashon, why do the Chachomim hold that the Tzipui does not make it for a Kli Matris? So Rashi says the same reason we said before by the Shulchan. So the Drachmoni Kore Eitz Lekulu, the Mizbech is also called Eitz. Ubalavai Kronami Lemikabli Tumim. So Memele, without this Pasuk of Mizbeach Adom, the Torah called the Mizbeach Eitz, so if it's Eitz, so it's a Kli Eitz HaOsilunachas, a Kli Eitz HaOsilunachas is not Mekabotum. So Memele, so we see Klal, that after the Tzipui, the Torah called it Eitz, so the Tzipui is not Mishane, the Halochin, it does not get Adin from Kli Matas. Let us see Taisvis. Bechli Achasalagim, Reish Lakish had said that when does the Kli change its status because of the Tzipui? That is only if the Kli is not made out of a Choshev Eitz. Yitochin Leforish, what's this Bechli Achasalagim, what does this mean? They have a meaning, Shehi Shem Ir, that Achsalagim was the name of a city, V'chshuvim Kalim Haboim Misham. There were Choshev Kalim. Perhaps the Eitzim that they were made out of weren't so Choshev, but on Koponim it was, the workmanship was good. The Koshev, Lachem Mashma Shalei Tzoyu, V'hosem Bezvochem Perek Damchatas Mashma Shalei Shalei, Kan b'tzipui oimet. So that now the Gemara says that the Gemara had wanted to say that the status of the Shulchan does not change because of the tzipui, because tafka a tzipui oimet changes the status of the keli, not a tzipui sheine oimet. So Taisus explains, Rishal Migdesh Loihoya Oimid, the Tzipui was not attached to the Shulchan. The Sholosh Shulchanos Hoyo B'Migdosh, in the Migdosh there were three Shulchanos. Kimin Shloisha Avayne Sha'osa B'Tzalo. But Tzipui Noyach Lahasir, it's very easy to take away the Tzipui from the Shulchan. So therefore the Gemara wanted to say, if the Tzipui can easily be removed from the Shulchan, then the Tzipui does not change the status of the Shulchan. So there's a din of a Kli Eitz HaOsil Nachas. V'yesh Oimrim, others say a different explanation in Tzipui Oimed and Tzipui Sheine Oimed. V'yesh Meforsha B'Tzipui Oimed, Tzipui de Shayish. The Tzipui of Shayish, which changes the status of the Shulchan, Kegoin Shulchi v'dulbiki, so that Tzipui makes it toil. Why? The Shayish of V'chozok. Marble is thick and strong. V'gambeloi eitz nami oimid me'elov, afilo you would not have a Shulchan shalei. You have the cover alone, so this a shulchan shel shayish stands on its own 4 feet. Lekach loichoshiv eitz. So therefore, the eitz doesn't have a chashivis; it becomes bottle to the tzipui. Avol shulchan shel Moshe hazov hayadak the kolosh. The tzipui of the shulchan shel Moshe, it was a very thin gold. It was unable to stand without the eitz. Lefika ha'eitzika, so therefore there the eitz is ika. But tzipui bottle ligabe. So there the tzipui became bottle to the shulchan. So the Gemara said, no, Rabbi Yechanan said, afel tzipui she'ine yoimid. Also it gets a din of the tzipui. So what did the Gemara answer? Shani Shulchan Terachmone Karye Eitz. So the Gemara's maskana was that the reason the Shulchan does not have a din of a Kli Eitz, does not have a din of a Kli Matras because of the Tzipui, is because the Torah called it Eitz, and therefore, so it has a din of a Kli Eitz. The Torah called it a Kli Eitz, even though it's Mitzuka.
יש להקשויס. התוספות אפק סקשה. מזבח נמי יקרי עץ. מזבח is also called עץ. תכסיב המזבח עץ שלוש אמס. ותנם לי במסניסן דפליגי בי נעל דחחומם החוילק אמרה בלוזו. We have two lashonis. And the first lashon of the Chachamim is that the Chachamim hold that the Mizbeach is Mekabel Tumah. Now why is the Mizbeach Mekabel Tumah? Because it has a tzipui. So it's Mekabel Tumah. So what are the Chachamim are saying? That the Mizbeach is not a Kliyeta Osi Lenachas. Because it has a tzipui shel matris, that's the first lashon in the Gemara. So therefore, the mizbeach is mekabel tumah. So Tosfos asks, so how does the halacha? The chachamim hold that the mizbeach, according to the first lashon, the chachamim hold that the mizbeach is mekabel tumah, and the iker is the tzipui. Even though the Torah called the Mizbeach Eitz. Now, and by the Shulchan we say, the Shulchan is not Mekabel Tumah, because the Torah called it Eitz. And therefore the Shulchan is the Kliyeta Shel Dachas, and therefore the Pasuk is to tell the Shulchan Torah Mechlal Du Tumah, that it should be Mekabel Tumah through Hagbol. So Tosfos asks, Akashe on the first Lashon of the Chachamim. יש להקשויס מזבח נמי יקרייץ. תכסיב המזבח עיד שלוש אמס. ותנן לי במס ניסן דפליגי בי דחחומים אחוי לכאן רבלזר and they hold that it is מקבל תומה משום דלוי בוטו הציבי אגב העיץ. Because the tzipui is not bottled to the eitz, the eitz bottled, the eitz is bottled to the tzipui, that's why it's mekabel tumah. So they say according to the chachomim, so why do you need shulchan ha-toher? Typically, that it's a kli matches. Kasha number one. Va'oid omar besomach, kasha number two, and the second lashon of the chacham. What is the second lashon of the chacham? Viboyis eima rabbonon l'rabbeloza komri. My daiter. Mishum de mitzupim miftel botel. Mishum de mitzupim miftel botel tzipoy legabay. So they asked Rabbi Lezer, why do you have to say it is not Mekabel Tumah because it's a Kli Adome, Mezbeach Adome, it's not Mekabel Tumah because it's a Kli Yitzasi L'Nachas. My Daitoch, Mishum de Mitzupin. No, you Takoda Kli Yitz because the Mitzupin. Mifto boto tzipoy legabayu. So, no, the tzipoy is boto. The tzipoy doesn't make it. Alma taime. So, Tosfos understood now in the kashe that what is the lomdis of the chachomim and the boyisame? That they say a tzipoy is nothing. A tzipoy will not change the status of the keli. Al metayme mishum da tzipui bota legabi ha'etz. Vrek Tosfos ve'ilu gabi shulchan ve'dulbeki, we learned by a shulchan ve'dulbeki, heichi deloishiyah klum, if a person covered a shulchan with marble completely, bota ha'etz agav ha'tzipui. So Tosfos did not understand the Chachamim. In both Lashonis and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Tosfos did not understand the Chachamim. The first Lashon, the Chachamim hold, that is Mekabel Tumah. So you see, even though it is called a Kli Eitz, it's still Mekabel Tuma because of the Tzipui. So why don't you say the same thing by the Shulchan? That the Shulchan, even though it's called a Kli Eitz, it should still be Mekabel Tuma of the Tzipui. In the second Lashon, they hold it's not Mekabel Tuma because a Tzipui is worthless. So Taisi says it's not true. We see that the Baidulbaki in Shulchan, if there's a tzipui shol shayis, it's not mekabel tumah. So we see that the tzipui is meshana the status of the keli. Umiu. So now Taisvis wants to fa'emphah the first kasha. Hach kro de mizbeach shel eitz mitargim yohinesin psoire de samuch le mizbeach de dav. That Targum Yonison says the Pasuk never said that the Mizbeach is Eitz. The Pasuk only said that the Shulchan is Eitz. And Mizbeach, a Mizbeach Eitz means the Shulchan shall Eitz, which is Samuch to the Mizbeach. Avo Mizbeach loy mikri shall Eitz. The Mizbeach is not called Eitz. That's what Taisus wants to start off by saying. So if the Mizbeach is not called Eitz, so the first kasha is Farentah. What was the first kasha of Taisus? The first kasha of Taisus was that the Chachomim hold in the first Loshen, that the Mizbeach is Mekabel Tume because of the Tzipui, even though the Torah called it Eitz. So why isn't the Shulchan Mekabel Tume because of the Tzipui? That was the first kasha of Taisus. So Taisus says the Torah never called the Mizbeach Eitz. The Torah called the Shulchan Eitz, not the Mizbeach Eitz. Period. Now, and therefore, so Taisus says if the Torah did not call it Eitz, so Tzicha Yegobos of the Tzipur. What was called Eitz? The Shulchan was called Eitz. So the Shulchan is not Nigra Bosa the Tzipui. And now, the Gam Shulchan loy mitzina de ikri Eitz, in which Shulchan is called Eitz? Ki im ha Shulchan de Samach le Mizbeach. The Shulchan, what Samach le Mizbeach, that Shulchan is called Eitz. B'da'avke b'loshen Mizbeach. So that's the Shulchan, that's the next to the Mizbeach. That Shulchan is called Eitz. Avo Shemo Shulchan v'dulviki Eitz, lo yikri. But Stamazoy HaShulchan shel Eitz is not called Kli Eitz. Lefikach loy botel ha-tzipui ligabayu iloy shaya klum. So Taisvis answers, this is all to understand the first kasha. That means the first kasha of Taisvus was that we see the Chachomim hold the Mizbeach is Tomei because of the Tzipui, even though the Mizbeach is called the Kli Eitz. That was the, and so Taisvus says, if so we see that even though the Torah calls it a Kli Eitz, even though the Torah calls it a Kli Eitz, Af Al Pi Kein, you go bosa de tzipui, and it's called a kli mapris. So let's say the same thing by the shulchan. That was Taisvus kash. So in that kasha, Taisvus answers, I have news for you. The first lashon holds that the mizbeach was not called a kli eitz. The shulchan was called a kli eitz. The mizbeach was not called a kli eitz. So therefore, since the Torah did not call it a kli eitz, so therefore, the tzipui makes it a kli matches. That's why the mizbeach is mekabel tum according to the first lashon. The shulchan is called a kli eitz. That's why you don't go bosa the tzipui by the shulchan. And that is why so the shulchan is called a kli eitz. And therefore the shulchan is a kli eitz osi lenachas. Therefore you need a posik shulchan atoyo to tell us that they had to be metal to the shulchan, and that's how we know, that's why it's mekabel tum. So now Taisus explains one more nekuda. That's what we say, that the Shulchan is called a Kliyetz. Not every Shulchan is called a Kliyetz. The Shulchan that Samuch Lemizbech is called a Kliyetz. So therefore, that Shulchan is not Mekabel Tumah because of the Tzipui. Stama Shulchan is not called a Kliyetz. So therefore, the Mishnah says, if you'll cover a Shulchan with Shayish, it won't be Mekabel Tumah, because the Shayish changes the status of the called Shulchan. That is what Taisvus answers. But there's a problem. This is only a peretz on the first kasha. What's with the second kasha? Taisvus just said now that the Mizbech is not called a Kliyetz. The second kasha of Taisvus was on the second lashon of the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that it is not Mekabel Tumah because the Tzipui doesn't do anything. So the second Lashon seems to say that a Tzipui never changes the status of the Keli. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, we find by a Shulchan in Dulbeki that the Shayish will change the status of the Keli. The second Kasha Tosfos did not fa'emfa. So the Marsha brings down Taisvus in Menachis, and Taisvus in Menachis says a teret on this kasha. The idach lishne saba. So the Marsha says that the second law. This is the lashon of Taisvus in Menachis. The second lashon held the afilu loikoi elo ashulchan, even though the posik that calls it a kliyetz is only going on the shulchan, mikol makim, midiafke leshulchan beloshen mizbeach, shma minod mizbeach nami, botol tzipuyoi kitzipuy ashulchan atkan leshayni. What does the Marsha say? The Marsha says that the second loshen held, the Chachamim held in the second loshen, that even though Pashta Dikra, or the way the Targum Yonason says, is telling us that the Shulchan is called a Kliyetz, but they learned that the Mizbech is also called a Kliyetz. So Memela, if the Mizbech is also called a Kliyetz, so Memela it's beautiful. So the second Lashon they held the Mizbech is called a Kliyetz. So therefore, the Mizbeach is not Mekabel Tumah because of the Tzipui, because it's a Kliyetz, a Osila Nachas. That is the Svara of the second Lashon. And Masha Enke Tosfos asked, the Mishnah of Shulchan, Shechipon Veshayis, that's not called a Kliyetz. So therefore, you go both of the Tzipui. That is Pshat in Tosfos. That's how the Masha learns Pshat in Tosfos. V'harav Rav Elchanan Tiritz, Rav Elchanan answered, V'leikoshe midi, K'disnam b'masnisen kol ha'keilim shohoyu b'migdosh tunin tvile, chutz mi'mizbeach azov v'hanachoshes. Mizbeach hanachoshes, d'chsiv mizbeach avonim tasali. Mizbeach azov, der siva menoyre va misbeches de iskish la dodi de fikach ne batol tzipui gabi misbeach anachoshes hilkach loy mekabli tum. Now we learn this Tosfos, we don't know what Rabbi Chanan is answering, and Rabbi Chanan somehow is whatever it is. We had a problem. The Tosfos had two kashas on the Chachamim. According to the first Lashon, why is the Mizbeach Mekabel Tumah? According to the second Lashon, why isn't it Mekabel Tumah? That was the whole problem. And all of a sudden, Tosfos says, Lekoshe Midi, And that Tosfos goes, as talking according to Rabbi Lezer, that in the Choshes is called the Mizbeach Adome, and the Mizbeach Hazor Besukish to the Mizbeach and the Choshes. It's very unclear what Tosfos is saying. So the Marsha says that Tosfos, the Rabbi Chanan, wants to be Moisef one Nikude. Rabbi Chanan is going on the Chachomim in the second Loshen. Now, the Chachomim in the second Loshen hold that the Mizbeach was not Mekabel Tumah. Why wasn't it Mekabel Tumah? Because the Tzipui is bottle. So Tosfos explained why is the Tzipui bottle? Because the Mizbeach was called the Kliyetz. So the Mele, since it's called the Kliyetz, the Tzipui is bottle. So the Mashor explained, where is it called the Kliyetz? Because this Pasuk, HaMizbeach Eitz, even though really the Pasuk is speaking about the Shulchan, it's also speaking about the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach also is the same Kliyetz. And if the Mizbeach is a Kliyetz, so the Tzipui is bottle to the Mizbeach. Period. So Tosfos had a kasha. Fine. That's a good teretz on the Mizbeach Hazor, because this Pasuk is speaking about the Shulchan which was opposite the Mizbeach Hazor. So the Mizbeach Hazor is called the Kliyetz. What about the Mizbeach HaNechoshes? You don't have a Pasuk, it's called the Kliyetz. The Mizbeach HaNechoshes should be Mekabel Tumah. So why are they asking on Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer, why did you say Mizbeach Adoma to tell me that the Mizbeach HaNechoshes is not Mekabel Tumah? So they say, Posh, it's not Mekabel Tumah because the Tzipui is nothing. The Tzipui is nothing by the Mizbeach Hazor, because the Torah called it Kliyetz. But by the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the Torah never called it a Kliyetz. So Memela, what are they asking on Rabbi Lezer? So Rabbi Lezer has to say a posik that's not Mekabel Tumah, like this would be a Kli Matches. That Kasha Tosfos says. So Tosfos answers, this is how the Mashal says Pshat and Tosfos, so Tosfos answers as follows. Just like according to Rabbi Lezer, he has a posik that the Mizbeach and the Choshes is not Mekabel Tumah, because it's called a Mizbeach Adoma. How does he know that the Mizbeach Azov is not Mekabel Tumah? Because it's a Hekesh Mizbechos. So the other way around, the Chachomim in the second Loshen hold, I know that the Mizbeach Azov is not Mekabel Tumah. Why isn't it Mekabel Tumah? Because it's called a Kliyetz. So therefore it's Kliyetz Osi L'Nachas. So it's hukish mizbach hanachoshes lemizbach hazov als mizbachos. So therefore, therefore they hold the mizbach hanachoshes also is not mekabel tumah. So that's the kashem rabbalah. So why do you need a posik? Poshen it's not mekabel tumah because it is a kli eitz. Period. Ach tzorich iyon, a Tosfos asks a kashem. Hay krode mizbeach sholish ames b'mayim etukim im mizbeach hazov amasayim besuloi. Now the hoshtik Torah that Tosfos had said that the pasuk is speaking about the mizbeach hazov also. So Tosfos says the dimensions are not correct. Here it says mizbeach sholish ames. Mizbeach hazov was only two ames. So the dimensions don't stim with the mizbeach hazov. Let us see Tosfos on Daf Chav Zayin. Shulchanoi shel Adam mechaper the godul koyach halakime k'deise b'hagodes chelik. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin there's a gemardike koyach of gmilus chasodim, which is mechaper. Mizbeach Adam etaseli b'chimuk milo b'zvochim. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Lezer said the Mizbeach and the Choshes is not Mekabel Tumah, Pibnei Shehen Kekalke. Mizbeach and the Choshes is Kalke. Now, the Gemara said, how do you know the Mizbeach and the Choshes is Kalke? The Siv Mizbach Adomo Tasali. So it would seem from our Gemara that the Pasuk Mizbach Adoma Tasali is going on the Mizbach HaNechoshes, that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Now, Taisva says, Mizbach Adom Atasalik, V'chinuk Milo Bezvochim Pere Kotshei Kotshim, Gabe Mizbach Avonim Lahaikro de Mizbach Adom. Shleim HaMeloch made a Mizbach Avonim. In the Gemore, in Zvochim says that the Mizbeach Avonim of Shloim had to be a Mizbach Adome. It couldn't be in the, it couldn't be built on poles. It has to be on the Adome. So Tosfos has a kasha. So it would seem from the Gemara in Zvochim that Mizbach Adome is going on the Mizbeach Avonim of Shloim HaMelech. Our Gemara says it's going to the Mizbach Nechoshes of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's going on both. The Mizbech Nechoshes had to be Mizbech Adome, the Mizbech Shalavonim had to be Mizbech Adome. It's no steer, it's going on both. Olamayri nire lefisha ye Mizbech shal Moshe b'moke Mizbech shal Avonim shal Beis Elomim. Really, it's going the Mizbech Nechoshes. And that's our Gemara. But since the Mizbeach and the Choshes of Moshe Rabbeinu was b'mokim the Mizbeach shel Avonim of Shleim HaMelech, so therefore the halachas which apply for the Mizbach and the Choshes apply also for the Mizbach Avonim. Chiyagav nedorish osom, ki Mizbach and the Choshes ha-shalif ne-Hashem kotim e-hochil, Bedorish le mizbach avonim b'mokim mizbach v'nechoishus. That means that one was in place of the other, so therefore all of them have the same halachas. According to the second Teretz, Bemesin mizbach adom is going on the mizbach v'nechoishus, but automatically the mizbach avonim had the same halachas of the mizbach v'nechoishus, and therefore those had to be a mizbach adom. The boy is Eimo Rabbonon Le Rabolozo. This is the second lotion. Rabbonon Rabolozo Komri. The Rabbonon Tainet Rabolozo. Why do you have to bring a posik that it's not Mekabel Tume? It's Poshe not Mekabel Tume because it's a Kliyate. Tzipui is nothing. Now, Tosfos is going now according to Rabbi Elazar. Let us just try to understand the second lashon. The Chachamim told Rabbi Elazar, why do you have to bring a posik to tell us that the Mizbeach is not Mekabel Tume? Poshet is not Mekabel Tume. It's a Kliyetz Osi L'Nachas. Either is a Tzipui. The tzipui is nothing. The tzipui is nothing. That's what they tainted. Now, the Tosfos had said before that why is the tzipui nothing? Because the Chachamim in the second Lashon hold that the Torah called it a kliyetz. The Torah called it a kliyetz. So Memelech, the Torah called the Mizbeach a Kliyetz, so the Tzipui is nothing. The Tzipui cannot make it for a Klimatzus. Now let us think out loud 1 minute. So what does Rabbi Elazar hold? Rabbi Elazar says that it would be Mekabel Tume. So it would be very easy to say that Rabbi Elazar held that the Torah didn't call it a Kliyetz. The Torah spoke about the Shulchan. The Shulchan is a Kliyetz. But the Mizbeach is not called a Kliyetz. Pakel Pesos and Machadish is in the second Teretz. The Chomim hold in the second Teretz that the boy is saying that the Mizbeach is also called a Kliyetz. So Poshet we should say that Rabbi Elazar holds the Mizbeach is not a Kliyetz. So therefore, the Torah never spoke about the Mizbeach. So therefore, the Tzipri would make it a Klimatris. So therefore, it should be Mekabel Tumim. So that's what he says, but I'm a Kabel Tumah because it's the Mizbeach Adom. This would be Poshet Pshat and Rabbi Elazar, but our Tosfos and Dafchov Zayin does not go according to Tosfos Dafchov Obam and Beis. This is what the Marsha says. Because. So now Tosfos is going to ask on Rabbi Elazar. From Rabbi Lozal we see that the Mizbeach has a din of a Kli Matres, because it's Mitzupah. So Taisvis asks, Lama li ha-Shulchan HaToyer Mechlal Shaya Tomei, the Shulchan HaToyer is coming to be Megale, that the Shulchan could be Mekabel Tomei. Typically, Mishum Tzipui. It's Poshit is Mekabel Tomei, because of the Tzipui. Da'av v'mizbuch ha'isnami av v'metame Rabbi Lezo Mishum Tzipui. Rabbi Lezo wanted to metame the Mizbech also al Tzipui. He loved time with the Chekakeninu. So Taisus asked, so why do you need Shulchan HaToyer? So we mentioned, we could have said, because Mizbech is not called Kliyeit, and Shulchan is called Kliyeit. But Taisus did not hold like this. So that's Kasha number one. Ilav time the Chakakti Nilishna Basra. Afal pi derachmona kerinu eitz. So we see that Rabbi Lezer holds that even though the Torah called it eitz, it's still called a Kli Matres. Im keine Shulchanami tome, afal gav de ikri eitz, mishum tzipui. So why do you need Shulchan HaToyer? Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Ulelishne kame de mukilo ke rabonan de metame veloi botol atzipui ligabi eitz. The Chachamim hold in the first Loshen, the Chachamim hold in the first Loshen that the Mizbeach is mekabel tume. So we don't say that the shame eitz is mevatol de tzipui. We say fakert. We say that it's called a Kli Matres. So Rabbi said, why do you need Shulchan HaToyer? That's Taisvis Kash. The Tiritz or Rav Rabochonim, the Itzrich Shaper Kro de Shulchan, I need the Posek of Shulchan. The Av b'mizbecho isnami lo yedine lo ishiye bota legabe yatsipoi. That's what Rabbi Lozer holds. The Chachomim hold in the first Loshen that the Tzipui makes that it should be Mekabel Tumim. You know how they know this? Elamishim Diyalev Mishulchan. They learn out from the Shulchan. Da'av al gav de mikriyei atayratimate mishum Tzipui. So Taisvi says now, according to Rabbi Lozal in the second Loshen, both Loshenis, and according to the Chachomim in the first Loshen, the emerson, the reason the Shulchan is Mekabel Tum is not the Dreirish Lok he said before because you pick it up. The reason the Shulchan is Mekabel Tum is because it's Metzupah. That's the Gilui Akro. Shulchan HaToyer Mechlal Du Tome is because it has a din of a Kli Matres. So therefore Rabbi Lezer learned that even though the Torah called it a Kli Eitz, it still has a din of a Kli Matres. So it in the Mizbech is Mekabel Tumim. According to the Chachamim in the first Loshen, according to Rabbi Lozer in both Loshenis, that's why you need Mizbech Adon. The Rabbonon, the Omri, Miftel, Botel, Tzipui, Legabayu. Now, the Rabbonon in the second Loshen. The Rabbonon in the second Loshen hold that because it is called a Kli Eitz, Miftel Botel Tzipi Legabayu, so it doesn't get it in a Kli Matres. Omri mi de itzach l'ribuye Shulchan. Now we have a ribuy that the Shulchan is Mekabel Tome. Tomis, why do you need a ribuy? Tomis vore Tome, Mishum Tzipui. Why do you need a ribuy? Elo vade lashmin, and afal gav she yesh loy Tzipui. Tzorich kro l'ribuye, you have to be marbe. That it is Mekabel Tome, the Mekabel Tome, V'ilav O'ribuy, Atzipul Boto. The Pasuk is telling us, without a ribuy, the Tzipui would be bottled today. Why? Because the Torah called the Kli Eitz. And the only reason the Shulchan is Mekabel Tome, according to the Chachamim, the second Loshen, is because you might be the Shulchan. In came a mail a gabi mizbech to like a ribui, a tzipi botolo lishne basre. So by mizbech there's no ribui, that's why the tzipu is bottle in the second law.